All the way.
Right.
So, also went swimming this week. And is our last session...
When did you go swimming?
What day is it week today?
It's Tuesday.
Oh, Saturday.
Okay.
Our
last
session
week.
Was on Saturday.
Yes.
With Nuala. Oh, then I progress on to James Hickman then, who is the Olympic swimmer. So Nuala and I had to finish all our sessions, make sure that I could swim and I was ready to face an Olympic swimmer.
Alad is learning to swim. For those of you who don't know, Alad can't swim and has decided as a grown man that he should really learn to swim.
Now, most people went up to Nuala and said, so how good is he actually swimming? And she says, no, seriously, he can't swim. If I got in a pool and was told to lift my legs, I go under. I literally sink. I can't float in any way when I first started all this.
Brilliant. Let's go for a swim.
So I've learned now, you see. That's right. The thing.
So you're not scared of the water splashing in your face?
No, nowhere near as much. Right. But with goggles, I'm brilliant. But without goggles, I'm better.
Do you wear armbands?
No.
A Veruca sock?
No.
Right.
No. Or a ring.
What's a swimming attire are you wearing?
Speedos.
Right.
Yeah, because...
Trunks.
And this is very
thought.
Important. No, trunk... Well, I don't know, which one's the trunk?
No, you were wearing
the
shorts.
Short one. Okay. Very short things.
Trunks are like Y-fronts, but
yes.
Without the front bit.
I used to have the shorts, because they look better, in my opinion. But Nuala was saying, it's not really about look, it's because friction in the water, and they were pulling my legs down, and I needed to keep them up.
Sure.
To stay as straight as possible in the water.
Well, that'll be first.
So, so she encouraged me to change to these shorter ones.
Now, do you pack them with anything to make sure you look a bit bigger?
I might for the photo tomorrow.
Right. What photo?
Tomorrow I'm going to have a photo of me and James. It completes the whole swimming thing, so James and I are going to take a photo tomorrow for the website.
For our website?
Yeah.
Of you in your Speedos?
Yeah.
I can hardly wait.
I might even sew my badges on the side before the photo tomorrow.
So badge on the side, pepperami down the front.
Yeah, all
photo
that.
Photo of you and James.
Brilliant.
All that. So
brilliant.
After the success of my first swimming package, when I played a few pieces of music...
All the music was related somehow, albeit tenuously, to swimming.
Well, I've done them a little bit more obvious this time, so people at home can play.
Great.
And we've done a very similar thing.
Also, last time, all of the bands featured, coincidentally, were all from Liverpool.
Now, they're not all from Liverpool this time, I've checked.
Right. All right, well, let's just hear how Alad got on with yet another swimming lesson.
Nuala, it's our third and final week. What are we going to do today?
Well, today we're going to do a bit more work on our breaststroke. We need to work more on your coordination, you need to work on your breathing, and just generally getting a little bit more use of water getting near your face. You will, by the end of the lesson, by hook or by crook, will get your face in the water.
And I brought my speedos with me this week.
That's great. You'll start looking like a proper swimmer. It'll make a big difference when you streamline in the water.
And I'm not going to look silly?
No, no one will even notice.
Ready? Stretch. Stretch. Blow the water. Stretch. Oh, that's good. You're doing it. That was wonderful. You got into the rhythm and everything then.
I want you to go in the water, blow bubbles out your nose so you can see the bubbles coming up.
Okay.
Whoa!
It's raining! It's
raining! You can hear you blow bubbles. You can hear
them. I don't know where it came from.
Well done!
So, Nuala, end of our mammoth hour and a half session, end of the 3 weeks, how have I done?
You've really honestly amazed me what we've done. Today you managed to be able to do a very, very good backstroke. Then we moved on to doing a little bit of front crawl, and you're perfect at front crawl. Then we went to do a little bit of underwater swimming. Can you believe it? Underwater swimming.
I like that as well.
Going down, touching the bottom, first off sitting on the bottom, then swimming underwater, then doing handstands and forward rolls, and then top it all off, you jumped in at the end. Absolutely brilliant. Okay, Alad, here I have some badges for you.
Really?
You know how to get in the pool safely, that you're confident moving around, you can float on your front and your back. So here you go, this is your Duckling 1 award. Well done, brilliant.
Thank you very much. I'm a duckling.
Moving on from there, you do 25 metres on your back. So here's a badge and certificate for 25 metres. Well done. But not only that, today you did 2 lengths on backstroke, arms and legs, so I have got a 50 metre badge for you as well. Well done, there you go.
Thank you very much.
It's brilliant, and you should be so proud of yourselves, what you've achieved over 3 weeks. Really good.
Can I just say, obviously part of the badge is being able to get into the pool safely.
That's the duckling.
I'm sorry, but that's great.
That's the duckling one.
So you just fall into the water, it catches you, tick. Good Lord, that's like getting a point on your GCSE for putting your name on.
It's meant to be for kids, really, but, you know. But she thought she'd give me a duckling badge.
It's not for kids, it's for anybody learning to swim.
You're 30, aren't you?
29.
35.
29.
All right, so...